Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
St. Louis City officials have said they want to combine police, fire, EMS dispatchers, and upgrade the outdated 911 system. Sergeant Donnie Walter says that will not correct the immediate problems.
That's not something that's going to happen within the next 30 days. It's not going to happen within the next 60 days, 90 days, 120 days. We're looking at something that may take a year, if not more. We still have to build this new call center. Once you build it, then you have to equip it. Then you have to really realize how we're going to filter calls for service to police, fire department, and dispatch. So there's still at least 2 years away that this combination of services will come together. But what about the individuals right now? What about the men and women that's working in the dispatch center of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department right now? What about them? What about them and their families? Why aren't they a priority as much as everything else? I've seen more funds go to different outside entities than those of us that are right here, that have been working hard, that have been dedicated to this city. I've seen more money go to outside programs that come in. We've had a program that came from Chicago to help us fight crime. And I'm still trying to understand, there's still a lot of crime in Chicago. So why is it that this model is going to work here in St. Louis and I haven't seen the crime reduction in Chicago? We continue to do studies on St. Louis. And we all know we're not specimens in a petri dish that all we continue to do is studies and studies. And then, you know, at one entity, you're going, oh, we don't want outside people talking about St. Louis because they don't live here. But then we got groups from like Colorado talking about, oh, well, this is what we found. We've had all these different studies from outside entities when people right here are saying what is wrong in their neighborhoods, what's wrong in their neighborhoods because they live there. They're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They have seen their neighborhoods change. There used to be a time you would call 911 and you would get someone. Now you're getting, sometimes you're getting recordings, sometimes you're getting moved to this area or that area. Some people are like, why am I even calling? Some people are choosing to just come to the station and make a report because they're feeling that it's a faster service than dialing 911. What if someone's child is sick and they're panicking? These are individuals that are angry, that are scared, and that's concerned. And we all know if you are angry or afraid, your way of thinking is not always clear because you have a built up emotion.
Is there a solution to this? So what do you do at this point?
I suggest and I say that it's time for the citizens to start holding these very people. On November 8th, we went to the polls and we went in and we voted. We voted for the person we thought were the best ones for the job. I believe that the citizens are truly the backbone of this city. And it's time for the citizens to start being heard. Stop being shut out. Stop being just pacified and realistically are being heard. And that's what's happening. They're being pacified and they're being shut out. We're not listening to our elderly and our older residents. We're not holding our elected officials accountable. Quite often I hear, oh, we have to hold the police accountable. You're right. We do have to hold the police accountable. We have to hold judges accountable. We have to hold not only that, our elected officials accountable. We have to hold everybody accountable that's providing a service for citizens. But when you try to hold someone accountable that is besides our police department, our fire department, who has someone in charge of them, then we get, oh, well, this is out of my hands. I can't. Well, I will have to talk to this person. It seems to always be this shell game. We can never get a straight answer. But if we as police officers do something wrong, it's demanded that there's a straight answer. It's demanded. I became a police officer to make a difference in this city. I honor my badge and I honor my occupation. Dr. King said you judge a person by the content of their character. And yet we as police officers, a lot of us aren't being judged by the content of our character. We're being judged by the occupation that we've chose, an occupation that a lot of us are proud to do.
Walter says the staffing shortages are not limited to the police department. It's citywide. And he adds there's one tow truck driver for the entire city. And given the volume of stolen cars recovered daily, it's impossible for one person to handle that workload.
At what point do we realize that our city services are exhausted?
Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.